Barhead. The Barhead Bombers had a disappointing three games on November 3, 4, and 5, finishing the weekend with one win and two losses. The Bombers opened on the road, facing the defending Canadian-American Junior Hockey League champions, CAJHL, the Hinton Timberwolves 5-3. In the next two games at home, Barhead lost to the Cold Lake Arrows 5-1 and 5-3. In the first period of the first game, the teams exchanged goals before Barhead took control of the matchup, outscoring Hinton 3-1 in the second period before exchanging goals in the final frame. Leading the way offensively for the Bombers was 18-year-old Gander, Newfoundland forward Michael Canning, who scored a natural hat trick. Lane Nolan and Riley Dorkson were the other Barhead goalscorers, while goaltender Logan Goofers stopped 42 of 45 shots for the win. On the Hinton side, former Bomber Alak Rice scored all three Timberwolves goals. Rice played in the Bombers' first year in Barhead. In their first game against Cold Lake at home, Barhead remained competitive, with the Arrows starting the third period tied 1-1, before giving up four unanswered goals in the third period. John Zeiss got the start in net for the Bombers, and Canning scored the team's lone goal on a 2-on-1 in the second period, with Austin Galway providing distraction as he took the shot. In the Sunday game, the Bombers again started the game strong, keeping Cold Lake in check going into the second period scoreless. However, the Arrows outdistanced the Bombers in the second period, outscoring the home team 4-1. The loss was especially disappointing in that Barhead, given the Bombers had several power play opportunities to narrow the gap, but failed to convert on. Barhead also gave up a shorthanded goal, their second on as many nights. Head coach Mario Haas said after the first Cold Lake Arrow game that he was disappointed in the team's performance given the week before a 2-win, 1-loss record that included giving the Timberwolves their first loss, a lopsided 6-2 win on October 29. Although he said the squad was pleased to win against Hinton to start the trio of games, the game was far from perfect. When you have those types of performances, also referencing a 3-4 road loss against the Timberwolves on October 28, do you want to follow them up with another strong statement? Success doesn't mean anything if it is not consistent, Haas said. Of course, we were pleased with the win, but we weren't thrilled with our performance. There are a lot of things we need to work on. As for the Cold Lake game, Haas said, they knew they would be in tough, with a motivated and rested Arrows waiting for them. The big difference was that they capitalized on their opportunities, and we did not, he said, adding that Cold Lake goaltender Adam Hedges played particularly well. Haas also said Barhead gave up too many odd man rushes, especially in the third period. When we have been playing at such a high level that we have been for the last 8 or 9 games, it is a learning process for young guys to keep that intensity and motivation at a consistent level. And we learned that tonight, the hard way, he said. Barhead's record after the weekend's trio of games stands at 6 wins, 7 losses, and 1 overtime loss, good enough for third place. Their next home game is Friday, November 17, against the Hinton Timberwolves. Barry Curtin, TownandCountryToday.com.